This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The biggest miscalculation in political history. And Democrats have made it. Why? Because they are pompous buttocks. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So what are Democrats besides zombie, brain-dead morons? Well, they are control freaks. Bathed in power for decades. Unencumbered in any way. Oh, I know. We think we fought the good fight. We think we've, you know, had thwarted them and had done all this stuff. It's been the slow creep of socialism, the slow creep of liberalism, progressivism, whatever the ism they decide to call it. And here's what I can tell you. It is the creep of Satan. I'm not trying to get all churchy on you, but that's what it is. We're in the era where right is wrong and wrong is right. And I'll get more into that in the show. But these control freaks have garnered so much power that they felt invincible. They could do whatever they want. You had no ability to push them back in any way. You have no representatives. I don't care what these people call themselves. These are your congressional representatives. Representatives of what? Representatives of nothing you believe in. The overwhelming number of Americans who believe in closed borders, you know, protecting our borders, it's overwhelming. In getting more out of our school system, the people who believe in capitalism, and I could go on, all the things that make sense. And these Democrats have just said, we don't care. You don't want to pay for your medical insurance. No, and I mean, our Constitution says I don't have to pay for anything I don't want to pay for. Forget the Constitution. Let me tell you. Your right as a human says, if I don't want to buy something in a store, I'm not saying you can steal it. But you go, I don't want to buy it. If I don't want to buy, you know, I mean, say you're walking through the grocery store, right? And there's some kale pectate. And you go, huh, that would be neat if I needed it. I'm not going to buy it. And the government goes, no, 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 you will buy that kale pectate. But I'm not, you know, I don't have whatever, well, I don't know what kale pectate's for. And I'm showing my age, right? But whatever, a bag of cheese, nacho cheese Doritos. Can the government make you buy nacho cheese Doritos? According to Obamacare, yes, they can. If somebody declares nacho cheese Doritos are good for you, you got to buy it. It's ridiculous. I don't have to buy that any more than I need to buy that insurance. Any more than I don't have to, if I don't own a car, do I need to buy auto insurance? As long as I'm not a danger, oh, Kevin, you're a danger to people. You're breathing. You've got a carbon footprint. You know, you catch a cold and you give it to other people. I mean, that's going to be the rationale by these clowns. But the fact is, you don't have to buy anything you don't want to buy. But we need to take this to the Supreme Court. Are you kidding? I was having a discussion with somebody. I said, this whole argument about Trump this thing with Ukraine is ridiculous. It is patently ridiculous, and I'll tell you why. Because the President of the United States, from a common sense point of view, has the authority to negotiate on what he wants the United States government to investigate or look into, and he can do that with any leader he chooses. We don't need to. What do we? A whistleblower was on the phone call, and he said the President was the President was doing his job. That's what the whistleblower said. It's fun watching these left, though. They try to minimize Donald Trump. They want to minimize his role as president. Barack Obama did exactly what Trump has done. They don't say a word, but they want to minimize Trump. And even in the most ridiculous things. I'll give you an example. Trump attended a UFC event in New York City. I think it was on Saturday, last Saturday. And I want to play for you the audio of Trump entering, and the media said he was overwhelmingly booed. But I want to play this clip showing you what actually happened.
Thank you.
know about you, but I don't hear a lot of boos in that crowd. I hear a lot of celebration. Now, but I want to go further. Trump can draw a crowd of thousands anywhere. But leftists want you to believe that the Americans hate him. They hate him, right? I repeat, Trump can draw thousands anywhere. He could draw thousands at Elizabeth Warren's Indian reservation. Donald Trump could draw thousands at Pete Buttigieg's gay pride parade. He could draw thousands at Joe Biden's Ukrainian oil field. He could draw thousands at Hillary Clinton's old law firm or Bill Clinton's next orgy. But they want you to believe that he's booed everywhere. He's hated everywhere, that nobody likes him. Trump is the man, folks. Let me tell you something. He is the man, even in New York City, the city he formerly hailed from. Now, Dana White spoke on Trump's attendance at the UFC, and I want to let you hear this coming from the man who walked in with the president.
With all the talk of the president being here tonight and how great that was and what that says, Josh Duhamel made the video board. Why was there no showing of the president in attendance for the audience to see that other than his arrival, which you'd have to see with your bare eyes?
Yeah, we showed the arrival. We showed him on TV, but we didn't do it in-house. So
what was that decision? Why not?
I don't know. When he walked into the arena, I don't think we needed to show him on TV. I've never seen anything like that in my life. I walked in with him. The entire building was on their feet, standing as high as they could with their cell phones. I was literally blown away. I just went, holy f***ing, I've never seen anything like this in my life.
Was there concern that there may be a reaction that maybe would be disrespectful?
No. We walked in and the crowd was great.
So that was a reality. That was a man who walked in with the president at the UFC event in New York City. And the media, oh, he was booed, man. He was booed. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. The left has gone mad. And I'm not worried about trying to correct them. Look, that's like, I tell people, that's like trying to get between a dog and his bone. Don't worry about that. Just let the truth will come out. Donald Trump has been talking about, you are about to get a absolute blast of truth that is going to, I don't need vindication, but I'll say this, that will vindicate you, but I don't need vindication. I already know I'm right on this stuff. Common sense tells me I'm right. Anyway, we got one heck of a show for you today. I'm glad you're tuned in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We went out and tried to find some voters, guys, about impeachment. We had to bring it up to them. Here's what they told us.
And I think it's a waste of time. You're a bunch of little kids fighting and not accomplishing what the hell they're elected for.
I think we have systems of checks and balances, and the way it should work is that, the House and the Senate should do what is set out in the Constitution.
I read the document, and there was absolutely nothing concerning to me from one president to another. It was just absolutely appropriate.
Helene, these were in the early states.
Yeah, they are.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. MSNBC's Chuck Todd announcing, hey, we went out. We wanted to see what people had to say about impeachment. And here's what came back. These are the early states. That was Iowa, New Hampshire, etc. And you know what these people in Iowa, New Hampshire, etc. said? They said, we think this is a farce. We think this is a witch hunt. That it did. You could tell it was a surprise to MSNBC that people don't care about impeachment. Look, polls say it. Common sense says it. Anybody watching these proceedings realizes that it is a farce. But MSNBC wanted to get on the street, and I'm glad they did. I don't know what else came from that because I don't watch the show, but that was a clip of them. I want you to understand, this is the lamestream mainstream media now admitting, you know what? Maybe this impeachment thing isn't going to go over the way we thought. I would suggest that Democrats pay attention because if their own media is going out and finding this stuff out, they're telling you this isn't going to play well and it's not going to end well. Democrats, I said this early in the broadcast, Democrats have grossly miscalculated their political position. Waste of time. Nothing inappropriate. And here's what I keep coming back to, this thing that always brings me back to normal when I think about stuff. I'm about to blow your minds here, folks. Kevin Jackson Show. This is what we do. We make you think. I don't even know how to describe what I'm about to tell you, how big this is. But I'm glad you're listening. I use this thing called common sense. Yeah, common sense. When I'm evaluating these positions, I don't go, well, the Constitution says in Article 2, Section 3 of this or that. I go to Article 1, Kevin Jackson, and I say, this doesn't make, here comes again, pay attention in case you missed it, common sense. Common sense. Let me use some common sense on you for just a second, if you're okay with it, okay? So, Adam Schiff, during the time of the Mueller investigation, an investigation over nothing, at least on the Trump side, now, plenty of evidence of Russian involvement between Hillary Clinton, the Podestas, Barack Obama, talking to Medvedev at the time, talking about I'll have a lot better clear plate in 2002 after the election, and on, all kinds of connections, right? The Clinton Foundation receiving millions of dollars. Bill Clinton giving speeches over there. Not a drop of it in the Mueller report. Adam Schiff says he has definitive proof that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians and nothing happened. No media follow-up. Every time this guy's on TV, you would think somebody would stick a microphone under his face and say, but what about that proof that you claimed you had during the Mueller investigation? But instead, they've moved on to Ukraine. Now, it would be, hold on a minute, about to drop some more common sense. Let me let you catch your breath. Let me let you catch your breath, because common sense can be brutal. Okay, you ready? Okay, next dose of common sense. You would believe from the media reports that it was Donald Trump who was protecting Donald Trump Jr. or Eric, or what's the youngest one's name? Anyway, one of his sons, from being on the board of a Ukrainian company, and that he was the one who made the statement that he would withhold $1 billion of U.S. Treasury from Ukraine if they didn't stop the investigation into one of the Trump sons. But instead, it was Joe Biden who said this. Now, I'm just telling you, from a common sense perspective, one guy actually said it, actually did it. We have actual proof that the Ukrainians dropped an investigation into crackhead Biden's or Biden's crackhead son. Well, Biden's probably a crackhead, too. And everything occurred. And they say, no, this is a Donald Trump issue. Now, I'm just using common sense here and saying, OK, you tried once to take all this information that leads us to believe that the Democrats are involved with this, with the Russians. You just dismiss all that information. Then you say Trump is involved with the Russians. Then when he fights back, you say he's obstructing. Then we move to Ukraine and you say we got proof that Joe Biden has done exactly what we know him to do. Get his crackhead son a $50,000 a month gig with this Ukrainian oil magnate, involved with China. In many other places, it would be easy to find, and you go, oh, no. It did. Even though the evidence all clearly points to Joe Biden, let's blame Trump. Now, I don't know how most Americans feel, but as a person who practices regularly the use of common sense, I will tell you, you're not fooling me. And what MSNBC found out when they did this report is, guess what? They're not fooling anybody else. I repeat, people called it a waste of time. They said Congress should be doing what they are tasked to do and not harassing the president. They said the president did nothing inappropriate. This is a man who we're going to find out all the things that are happening. This guy, Windman, which his name starts with a V, but I think they pronounce it Windman. He's a snake in the grass. this so-called whistleblower, he's a snake in the grass. People are accusing him of being a spy within the administration. I want you to understand, it's one thing for the Democrats to say, we don't want Trump in, but he gets in, and they are still committing treason. Treason as this man tries to accomplish stuff. And here's what cracks me up the most. This is what I swear I wait. There's, when I think about this, I have to just smile. While all this is going on, Donald Trump builds the biggest and best, most beautiful economy. There's hardly a special interest group that isn't being taken care of. And it's because he takes this holistic approach and says, look, LGBT, I'm not going to focus on your sexuality. What I'm going to do is I'm going to focus on your humanity. And I'm just going to make you have better jobs, more time to spend with whatever you call family. I'm going to do the things that are across the board that everybody wants. And then if you want to play around with your naughty bits and stuff, I don't really care. That's what he does. He says to black people, I'm not going to focus on your color. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you better jobs, more opportunities, more time with your family, whatever you describe that to be. If it's ethnocentrically racist, fine. I'm not going to get into the minutiae of your life. I'm just going to make it better in whatever way you decide. It's this thing called the pursuit of happiness. I've heard that somewhere. I'm not exactly sure. But that's what Trump does. And that's why the Democrats are struggling. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Intelligence Committee is continuing the process of releasing some of the transcripts of the closed-door impeachment hearings. Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio joins Fox News to discuss.
One thing happened in that six-week time frame. Yeah. Namely, we learned Adam Schiff's staff had met with the whistleblower. Once that fact came out, it suddenly changed their story. But the idea that we're going to impeach a president less than 12 months before the next election, based on an anonymous whistleblower with no first-hand knowledge who has a bias against the president, who worked with Joe Biden, is ridiculous.
The FBI is offering to help Mexican officials investigate the murders of at least nine Americans in Sonora. Three women and six children were shot and buried alive after their car was ambushed on Monday. The victims had dual U.S. and Mexico citizenship and were part of a fundamentalist Mormon family. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Well, I want to thank Colonel Vindman for his courage in coming forward, his willingness to follow the law, to do his duty. We have the greatest respect for his service to the country, a service that continues. And today took the form of coming before our committees to bravely answer these questions. We hope that his example of patriotism will be emulated by others.
That comment will not age well. You remember you heard it here on the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Schiff thanking Vindman, whatever you want to call him. Donald Trump made a comment about it. We played it on the show the other day. The president said he was asked if he should, take back his, he regrets calling Vindman a never-Trumper. And here's what the president said. It's a short clip, so it's worth playing again. That was the president. He said, you'll be seeing soon what comes out, and you will ask the question in a different way. He's saying, I know what Vindman, what he's about. I know he's a deep state swamp rat. There's nothing you're going to tell me that's going to make me change the way I feel about him. I'm not taking the statement back. That's what he's saying. When the truth becomes a lie, folks, when the truth becomes a lie, I said earlier in the broadcast, we live in a time where the lie is the truth and the truth is a lie. Right is wrong and wrong is right. And that's because of leftism. And I will tell you this, the Bible contemplated this. It said, it predicted this. It said, there's going to come a time at the end of time where the truth will be considered the lie and the lie the truth. And that's where we are. We're right smack in the middle of it. I mean, the way I always drive this point home is I always use abortion for this, because not because I'm an ideologue one way or the other. I happen to be pro-life, but I will tell you this. When people can rationalize killing babies and make you're bad because you say, I want to protect this child. Oh my goodness. Oh, it's a woman's, it's a right that you know, and they jump you because you want to protect a life. You know you're in the end of times. It can't get any worse than that. Let me give you a story. This is a birth coach in the UK was hounded out of her job as a doula. She was the leader of a thing called Doula UK. These are birth coaches, doulas, in case you don't know what they are. And so she was hounded out of her job as a doula because she had a controversial opinion. Lindsay McCarthy Calvert, she's 45 years old, forced to stand down as a spokesperson for Doula UK, resigned altogether from the organization because transgender rights activists triggered an investigation in which Doula UK concluded her message breached its equality and diversity guidelines. Yeah, they said, we didn't fire her, she resigned, but it was after they harassed her. And they said, her thing was, I can't, what do you want me to say about transgender women? You know, there's no such thing. She says that women are uniquely women. It was common sense, folks. What do you want me to tell you? What do you want me to tell you? This woman gets fired because she doesn't stand up for transgender women's rights. She's talking about birthing babies. She's talking about women who are women. And she's saying, look, and she's 45 years old. In my experience as a doula, I don't have a whole lot of dealings with transgender women giving birth. Because here's the little thing. I know this is going to come as a shock to some of you, especially these leftists that listen to the program. But transgender women, those that were men who transgendered into being women, can't have babies. They can fake it. They can pretend. They can do certain things. I don't know what the future's going to hold for them, but I'll put it to you this way. They ain't having a baby the way a normal woman would have a baby. I just want you to understand the craziness of what we're talking about here, of how the system now works. I'm going to give you another crazy story. This one I enjoy even more when I think about the truth becoming a lie. So we've got all these powerful men who are under attack. We've got Bill Cosby, who sits in prison over allegations of rape from 5 decades ago. Women who wouldn't come forward then, and now we're told, well, women are afraid to come forward. That's why they don't do it. So 5 decades later, Bill Cosby's having to defend himself, and he makes one statement that got him in prison. He was asked, did you give Quaalude to women? And he said yes. Now, what he was saying was, I carried Quaalude. Quaalude was the drug of choice during my era. If a woman wanted to get high, I gave her Quaalude. That was what he gave. If it had been Coke at the time, he would have given her Coke. If it had been crack, whatever it was, that's what he gave. He wasn't saying, I gave them Quaalude in order to knock them out so I could have sex with them. I want to go back to common sense. Bill Cosby was one of the biggest stars in Hollywood for black men when Bill Cosby was on par with white folks in Hollywood. Women threw themselves at Bill Cosby. And you may see him as, you know, old man Cosby from the Cosby Show, or old Bill, 80 years old, going to prison. But Bill Cosby, in the day, was considered a handsome man. He was Denzel quality, okay? And they want you to believe Bill Cosby had to rape women. So if he gave them Quaalude, and then they had sex, he was like, oh, well, you gave them Quaalude to have sex. He's like, no, I gave them Quaalude because they wanted Quaalude. And that one statement, that's what got him in prison. I'm telling you, we looked over the records. It was that one statement. And Cosby was like, I'm not he was trying to say, I didn't give him that in order to have sex with him. I gave it to him because I had it, and they asked for it. That was enough. Because, God, all these other whistleblowers came out, right? So that's where it came up. So I want to shift, and I'm going to tell a personal story, and then I want to talk about this guy, this new version of Me Too. Okay, now, so there's Bill Cosby that's going through his deal. We've got Cuba Gooding Jr. who says, oh, he's groping women or whatever. I don't know what's going to happen with that case. Don't know, don't care. We obviously had Kavanaugh. That was a big deal. And now we've got the worst of the worst, because now we've got a CEO of McDonald's who was fired because of consensual sex. They fired Steve Easterbrook, citing his, quote, poor judgment. Now, I want you to understand, this is a man who goes to work. I'm presuming he's single. He goes to work. He's doing his job as CEO. He's gone up through the ranks of McDonald's. It wasn't like he was appointed CEO. He was a branding manager and a host of other things. He sees people at his job day to day, gets to know their personality, hangs out with them, decides, I'm going to date one of the people at the job. Now, I don't know what the policy was at McDonald's. I mean, you could fire the guy over policy. That's fine. But the way they make it sound, he's fired over consensual sex. Now, here's what I'm telling you, fellas. Pay attention. Is this thing on? Now, you've gone from blatant rape, which, of course, a man should go to prison for that. But accusation of rape, no matter how many decades you should go, accusation of some sort of physical abuse, if you will, and that could, these days, that could mean you just grabbed her hair, just moved her hair off of her shoulder. You could go to prison for that or lose your job, you know, as in the case of Kavanaugh. We don't want you to get hired. You have that. And we've gone from that to now, if you have consensual relationship with a woman, now you're still in trouble. You can lose your job over that. I'm just telling you, that's where this has gone. This is so crazy to me. Now, if McDonald's came out and said, look, we have a policy of no fraternization by anybody. If you're going to date, one of the employees must leave the if all that's there, fine. I don't care. But I don't think it is. And they're painting this guy, Easterbrook, or whatever his name is, as like he's a lecherous dude. He was stalking women at the McDonald's. Quick story. This is my story. So I grew up with these rich kids of taking, you know, my grandparents were caretakers. And this girl named is Khaki. She was probably 7 years younger than I was. But keep in mind, I was 13 and she was six or so. And one day, I'm working in the place. And always we took time with the kids or whatever. And so she says to me, Kevin, you need to come see my cookie. You need to come see my cookie. And I'm working. And I got my little smoking jacket on. I'm like, see your cookie? And so I'm like, okay, fine. You know, she kept bugging me. Kevin, you got to come see my cookie. You got to come see my cookie. I thought it was a toy. I didn't think it was a literal cookie. I thought it was a toy, like she had a stuffed doll. So we go back into one of the, I mean, keep in mind, people are bustling all over the place in this hunting lodge. So I go back into the room where I think she's got her cookie. She gets in the closet, looks at me, and raises up her dress. And I'm like, I'm literally standing like, what are you doing? I'll finish this story when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
When the truth becomes a lie, that's what I was talking about. And I was telling a story, an actual story in my life. I was 13, give or take, 13 to 14 years old, something like that. These rich white folks would come to the place where my grandparents were caretakers. And my brother and I worked at the same time. So we prepared food, we made the beds, we were just like a mates, or just think like a hotel, except we did everything. We cooked, we cleaned, we did it all. So anyway, the entire family, and this particular, so there were the Mormon family, and then the in-laws, if you will, of the Mormon family were there. So these were not like direct family, but they were in-laws. And so anyway, this girl, her name was Catherine. I was probably 7 years, I'm guessing now, but I was certainly much older than she was, because I always thought of her as just a little girl. And she says, I'm working. People are all over the place. Every room, you know, there's people occupied because it's a big gathering, like an end of year, like a Thanksgiving or Christmas or something like that. Or a lot of times it was a hunt. And so people are bustling all around. And I'm busy, but Catherine, I knew all the kids really well. I played with all of them, Lou and Ramona and all of them. So Catherine says, I want you to see my cookie. I want you to see my cookie. And I'm thinking cookie is a stuffed animal, you know, because they always bother me about it. Kevin, can you come see so-and-so? Sure, sure, sure. So anyway, she says, come see my cookie. She's insistent, looking straight at me with the little bitty eyes like, Kevin, come see my cookie. Come see my cookie. And I'm busy, but I go, okay, fine, Catherine, let me go see your cookie. So I go into one of the rooms. All the rooms, those rooms had four beds. And, you know, we put all the suitcases in the closet or whatever. And we had a boy, what they call the boys' room and the girls' room. And then there was a main room, and it was a hunting lodge. And anyway, we go into the boys' room, which is kind of strange because, you know, maybe the kids were staying there, and maybe it was her room. Goes into the closet, and I'm thinking she's going to go get her cookie, this little stuffed animal or whatever. And she raises up her dress and shows me her little JJ, right? And I'm like, what are you... And I'm literally speechless, like, that's where you drug me in. And I turn around to walk out, and she runs into the living room with all the family, and she says, Kevin looked at my cookie. And I'm standing looking at these people going, but she was insistent that I look at her cookie, number one. And if I knew what her cookie was, I never would have gone in the room. And I will never forget the look of her father. These are people who had nothing but respect for me and my brother. We've never done anything remotely wrong with their children. And I remember looking at her dad, and he just looked at me, and I'm looking at him like, you don't... And he just goes, okay, baby. And he, like, pats her. And he doesn't look at me mad or mean or anything, but I just remember making eye contact with him going, that's not the way this happened. But, you know, who knows what the outcome was and what they thought about me after that. But I did nothing. I did nothing except go indulge this little girl who asked me to come look at her cookie. And I'm thinking cookie is like a toy. That's how it starts. And I'm just telling you, I've never forgotten that feeling of helplessness. And I couldn't get the words out of my mouth to go, wait, wait, wait. It wasn't like that. I was standing there looking like, no, no. That didn't happen that way. But I couldn't. There was nothing I could do, in my opinion. So I just remember looking at him, and I just turned and walked away. Just turned and walked away. It's my first, I would tell you, real moment with what I call a Me Too moment. Like, what? But it was a Me Too for me. Like, how dare you? And if Catherine, she's younger than I am. She's 6 or 7 years younger than me. If she's alive to this day, I don't know if she remembers this statement, but I will tell you, impactful on me. Impactful. Because the lie could become the truth. I had no interest in this little girl. What's other than just being a good citizen to all those kids who I know respected me and my brother. That was it. Just being a good role model. And here's this little girl ruining my reputation with people that were very important to me, important in my life. It sent me to military school. I mean, I know this was before I went to military school, so I had to be in the, you know, 12, 13-year range. Anyway, I want to segue that into what these people are trying to do to Trump. I see the same thing. You know, these folks are going after him. And I took a look at this whistleblower. And here are just some quick things. Registered Democrat, CIA analyst who specialized in Russia and Ukraine for the NSC under the Obama administration, detailed to the NSC in the summer of 2015, worked for Susan Rice, worked for former Vice President Joe Biden when he served the Obama administration's point man for Ukraine. They say he flew with Biden in Air Force 2 to Ukraine, worked for former CIA Director John Brennan. We talked about this the other day. He was a highly valued employee for them. June of 2017, then National Security Advisor McMaster appointed him to be his personal aide. Remember I told you guys, McMaster, there was an issue with him? They said he didn't have direct knowledge of the July 25th conversation between President Trump and Zelensky, but he learned about the call, they said, from Vindman. He said, two of his colleagues from the NSC were hired by Adam Schiff this year, one of whom, Sean Misko, was hired in August. this whistleblower was assigned to the West Wing in mid-2017 and left amid concerns about negative leaks to the media. Then he was returned to CIA headquarters in Langley. He worked with a hyper-partisan Ukrainian-American lawyer and activist Alexandria Chalupa in 2016 to dig up dirt on President Trump. She's going to be a very big name in this as this stuff unravels. The pro-Hillary Chalupa, former DNC contractor, has worked in the Clinton administration, held various staff positions for Democratic lawmakers. The Democrats confirmed the DNC opposition researcher attended at least one House meeting with the so-called whistleblower in November of 2015, so they know each other. Biden's office invited the whistleblower to an October 2016 state luncheon that the vice president hosted for the Italian prime minister. So, I mean, this guy's got dirty fingers. He's tied to Clapper. He's tied to all these guys. It's bizarre. How are we here? How are we even discussing this nonsense? Jared of Fox News wrote this. The latest mass media hysteria over whistleblower complaint that reportedly involves the allegations of Trump making a troubling, unspecified promise to a foreign leader is based on precious little information. Hasn't stopped journalists from convicting Trump in the court of public opinion and predicting his imminent demise. But who exactly is this unidentified whistleblower? What is the specific nature of his or her urgent concern complaint against the president? Does the complaint qualify under the Intelligence Committee Whistleblower Protection Act, the ICWPA? And in fact, it doesn't. They go on to talk about this. They said, it appears that an American spy in one of our intelligence agencies may have been spying on our own president. The complaint suggests that this intel agent was listening in on a Trump conversation with a foreign leader. Was this person officially asked into the conversation, or was he secretly listening? We don't know. The agent, who is an unelected and inferior federal employee in the government hierarchy, apparently believes that his or her job is to second-guess the motivation of the words of the elected president, the most superior officer in government. Number three, probably the biggest point, made by many, and I made this in common sense. Article 2 of the Constitution gives the president sweeping power to conduct foreign affairs, negotiate with leaders of other nations, make demands, or offer promises. The Constitution does not grant the power of review, approval, or disapproval to spies or other unelected officials in the executive branch. Now, this is where I come to the powers of common sense. What does a CEO do? A CEO makes decisions for the company. And he's not second-guessed. He may be second-guessed by a board occasionally, but he sets the policy. And Donald Trump says, you know, we believe there's corruption going on. Somebody started this whole mess about Russian interference and Ukrainian interference. I want to get to the bottom of it. So, if indeed this is the case with former Vice President Joe Biden, we want to make sure that nobody's above the law. I'd like you to look into this. He's on video making this statement. Now, explain to me where anything around that is wrong. Somebody please do it. But it goes one step further. The ICWPA, the whistleblower law, defines the parameters of an urgent concern complaint as an abuse or violation of law related to the funding, administration, or operations of an intelligence activity involving classified information, but does not include differences of opinion concerning public policy matters. The president's conversation with a foreign leader doesn't fall under that category. I gotta leave it there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.